as gunshots echo across the windswept, snow-covered reaches of the wild Northwest, Quaker Puff Wheat and Quaker Puff Rice, the breakfast cereals shot from guns, present Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. It's Yukon King, swiftest and strongest lead dog of the Northwest, blazing the trail for Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police in his relentless pursuit of lawbreakers.
On King! On, you husky!
Gold. Gold discovered in the Yukon. A stampede to the Klondike in the wild race for riches. Back to the days of the gold rush. With Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice bringing you the adventures of Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog, Yukon King, as they meet the challenge of the Yukon.
There's no one that can make a better cereal than Quaker Puffed Wheat. It's neat. And when you hear that shooting, you're darn tootin'. The Quaker makes the ones shot from guns.
And that's why there's such a taste wallop in both Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. These king-size, ready-to-serve premium grains are actually exploded up to 8 times normal size to make them crisp and tender. And say, when you taste those toasty nut-like goodness with milk or cream and your favorite fruit, there's a treat you'll want for breakfast every morning. Eat the one and only delicious, nutritious Quaker Puffed Rice and Quaker Puffed Wheat. Early in June, San Francisco was shocked by the headlines in the morning papers.
Rocky Wilson accused of murder, hey, yeah. Young mining promoter, a fugitive, hey, yeah. Read all about it. Murder.
Rocky Wilson was a partner in the brokerage firm of Wilson and Branch. He was a specialist in mining securities, and his rise had been meteoric in the city. There were many men, business competitors, who welcomed the news.
Impulsive young fool. I always knew he'd come to a bad end.
He's only been accused so far.
But the police have all the facts. The dead man, Mark Daniels, used to be a bookkeeper for Wilson and Branch. Rocky found out he'd been stealing from the firm. Yesterday afternoon, Rocky fired him. You've read the papers, haven't you?
You mean the testimony of this man, Spike Brady?
Here, listen to what it says in the paper. Just as Grady entered the outer office, he heard a shot. It came from Wilson's private office. He ran to the door, opened it, and saw Mark Daniels lying on the floor dead. The office window opened on a fire escape. Grady ran to it and saw Rocky Wilson halfway down the fire escape. He had a gun in his hand. There, what more do you want?
It does seem to be conclusive. I suppose Rocky will hang if they ever catch him.
Oh, they'll catch him. Don't you worry about that. They'll catch him sooner or later.
Rocky Wilson was still at large only because his best friend, Steve Maynard, had heard the police were looking for him the previous night. Convinced of his innocence, and knowing Rocky's habit of taking a midnight stroll along the waterfront, Steve had gone down there and found him. As a result, Rocky hadn't gone home to his apartment, but had registered at a dingy hotel near the docks under an assumed name. The following afternoon, he was still there waiting for Steve. It was 5 o'clock before Steve showed up.
Sorry I've been so long. Glad you waited.
I said I'd wait.
The waiting's nearly over. I have the tickets and $3,000 in cash.
There's no reason why you should come with me.
You'll not be able to show yourself much. You'll need someone along.
To help a criminal escape.
You're not a criminal.
I know. That's why I don't want to run away at all. Let me go to the police.
What'll you say to them?
That I left my office last night at 10 o'clock and came down here to the waterfront.
And stood on the end of the pier watching the moon and the stars for over an hour. Who'll believe that?
Have you talked with Harry Branch?
Your partner? Yeah. But I decided the less he knew, the better. The police will be questioning him so much. I told him you'd left town, and you were leaving the business in his hands. Until things quieted down, you'd get in touch with him and make some permanent arrangement for the future.
Well, Where am I going? Tahiti?
The Yukon. We're sailing on the Amanda J at midnight.
Both Rocky and Steve managed to get aboard the Amanda J without being seen, and they sailed for the Yukon. A month later, they were in Dawson, but it soon became apparent that they were with many Californians there, and more were coming in every day. The town was no place for Rocky. He bought a horse and an outfit and set out on a prospecting trip alone. He avoided the crowded creeks near Dawson and pushed on up the Klondike toward the Great Divide. That was how he happened to be at Mission Creek on the day of the fire. He smelled smoke while he was still in the forest. When he reached the edge of the trees, he saw the burning mission on the flats below.
Get up, come on.
The buildings were surrounded by a crowd of boys and girls who were doing their best to fight the fire under the direction of a black-robed missioner. But Rocky saw at once they had no chance of controlling the blaze. By the time he reached the banks of the creek, the missioner and his band of little helpers had also realized their helplessness.
Oh, stand back, everyone. There's nothing more we can do.
How did it start, Father?
No one seems to know, my friend.
That's too bad.
Yes, a sad thing. Now my little flock is homeless.
All these children live here?
They're orphans.
Well, I certainly never expected to find an orphan asylum in the middle of the wilderness.
And I certainly never expected to start one when I first came here. First one child was brought to me, and then another, until it finally became the accepted thing in the district. Whenever a boy or a girl was orphaned, he or she was brought to Father Francis as a matter of course. These buildings, we built them all ourselves. It's taken years.
Don't you have some sort of organization that you can appeal to for help now?
No, my friend. The mission's been self-supporting.
Well, I don't see how.
The children do more than go to school. The boys trap and fish. The girls sew and weave. We've always managed.
That's wonderful.
We've been proud of our home. Perhaps too proud.
You have every reason to be proud. But what will you do now?
There's nothing to do but start again.
Build another mission?
That will take time, of course.
I should think so. And how... where will you live until it's completed?
We save most of our stores and supplies. There's canvas. We'll make tents.
All very well for August, Father. But winter sets in here early, I'm told. You'll not be able to rebuild before then.
I doubt it very much.
You'll need dormitories, a schoolhouse, and a storehouse.
We'll build a chapel first, and live in it until the other buildings are completed.
You need a crew of at least 20 carpenters to start work immediately.
We have more than 20 carpenters.
Men, Father. Men who know their business.
Such men would expect to be paid, my friend.
That's right. You need money. And money's easy to find.
Perhaps for you.
I'm talking about me.
It would take a great deal of money. Wages are high in the Yukon these days.
I realize that, but you'll have all you need. I figure $10,000 should be enough.
$10,000? What a sum. Are you one of the Klondike millionaires that you can talk of it so easily?
No, I'm not. I'm Rocky. Well, Rocky's enough. I've given you a promise, Father, and I mean to keep it. You'll get the money.
2 weeks later, Spike Grady, who had just arrived in Dawson, went to Northwest Mounted Headquarters and asked to see the inspector. The inspector was busy, and Grady was shown into Sergeant Preston's office.
The name's Grady?
Oh, that's right. John Harrison Grady. Most people call me Spike.
Sit down, Walter.
Thank you.
What can I do for you?
Well, how closely do you work with the San Francisco police, Sergeant?
Well, we cooperate with them whenever we're asked to.
I thought as much. Sergeant, there's a man who's wanted for murder in San Francisco. I'm convinced he's in the Yukon Territory. He may even be in Dawson. His name is Rocky Wilson.
Rocky Wilson? Yes, the chief of police in San Francisco seems to share your opinion. We've had a letter from him concerning Wilson. Wanted for the murder of Mac Daniels. Here's his picture and description. Black curly hair, brown eyes, height 6 feet, weight 185.
Oh, what have you done about locating him?
A copy of this letter has been sent to every Northwest Mounted Post. Constable Downey's been investigating in Dawson. I have his latest report dated yesterday.
Huh. Well?
Nothing so far. The constables questioned several men from San Francisco. Three of them admitted knowing Rocky Wilson by sight, but none of them has seen him in town.
Has the constable questioned Steve Maynard?
Let me see. No, not yet. What's Maynard's connection with Wilson?
They went to school together. Steve Maynard is Rocky Wilson's best friend.
That so?
And he disappeared from San Francisco at the same time Rocky did. He may know where Rocky's hiding. May even be in Steve's cabin. It's on the outskirts of town, the edge of the forest.
Maynard will be questioned.
At once?
Constable Downey's gone to 40 miles.
And you must assign someone else to the case.
I was about to say that since Constable Downey has gone to 40 miles, I shall question Maynard myself.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Why are you so sure that Wilson is in the territory?
Because of this Mission Creek development stock that Steve Maynard is selling. I've talked to some of the men who bought shares, and the reason they bought was that Maynard hinted Rocky was interested in the company. Rocky's been very lucky with mining properties in the past, and, well, it stands to reason, doesn't it, Sergeant? If Rocky's interested in this Mission Creek business, he must be up here.
Sounds possible. You seem to have a deep personal concern in Wilson's being caught, Mr. Grady.
Yes, I have. I value my life, Sergeant.
And Wilson is a threat to your life?
When he's brought to trial, I'm the one who will send him to the gallows. I saw him escape from the scene of the crime. Rocky must know that. He must have heard I've given my evidence to the police. If anything were to happen to me, he might have some chance for an acquittal. If I live, he'll hang. Do you blame me for being personally concerned?
No, of course not. I'll see Maynard this afternoon.
Oh, thank you, Sergeant.
Not at all.
You'll keep me informed?
Where are you living?
The Palace Hotel.
You'll be kept informed.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Good day, sir.
Good day, Sergeant.
Well, King boy, it's plain to see that man's afraid of Rocky Wilson. The fear is in his eyes. I can't help remembering where I've seen that expression before. In the faces of criminals, King. Fear, yes, but a guilty fear. I wonder if Rocky Wilson really committed murder.
We'll continue our adventure in just a moment. Say, fellas and girls, do you know what's coming this week? Valentine's Day. Gee, aren't Valentine's a wonderful idea? I wonder who's at the door. Why, it's our old friend, the postman. Say, am I glad to see you.
Howdy, young fella.
Don't tell me you're already delivering Valentine's.
Sure am.
Got any for me?
Yep. Here's a pretty special one.
Oh. Gee, it's really pretty. And it says, to my Valentine.
That's to you, bub, from my wife.
And it says here, thanks for tipping us off to those wonderful breakfasts of Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice. My husband has been a different man ever since.
That's me.
You?
Yep. Seems like I never used to care much for breakfast.
Oh?
Son, you should see me now.
You mean you eat a big bowl full of Quaker puffed wheat or Quaker puffed rice every morning?
Do I? Say, I pour on the old milk or cream, add some fruit, and it sure tastes good.
Mighty good for you, too. Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice furnish added food values of restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron.
Well, that's why I eat Quaker puffed wheat one day and Quaker puffed rice the next.
That's a swell idea. And say, fellas and girls, don't you miss out a single day either. Buy both delicious kinds, Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice. Those swell-tasting, ready-to-serve cereals are shot from guns to make them crisp and tender. Yes, these king-size premium grains are exploded up to 8 times normal size to make them bigger and better tasting. Ask Mom right now to order big red and blue packages of delicious Quaker-puffed wheat and Quaker-puffed rice. Shot from guns. Now to continue. Steve Maynard was counting money when he heard the knock on his cabin door.
That can't be Rocky. He promised he wouldn't come here during the day.
Quickly, Steve stuffed the money in the table drawer and went to the door.
Yes?
You're Steve Maynard?
Yes.
I'm Sergeant Preston, Northwest Mounted Police. May I come in?
Of course. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Well, what is it, Sergeant? Have I broken some law? I have a permit from the gold commissioner to sell stock, if it has anything to do with
you
that.
You know Rocky Wilson?
Why, yes. We were good friends back in Frisco.
Seen him lately?
No, sir.
Do you know that he's wanted for murder?
He isn't guilty.
You've heard that he's wanted.
Yes.
We've been asked to find him. You any idea where he is?
No, sir.
You've been using his name in connection with some stock you're selling.
Yeah, well, you see, Rocky staked me a year ago. Since then, I've automatically cut him in for 50% of the profits on every deal I've promoted.
He isn't actively concerned, then?
No, no.
Tell me something about your company, Maynard.
Well, there's nothing much to tell. It owns the mining rights on Mission Creek. We're raising money to start operations.
The land on Mission Creek was deeded to Father Francis several years ago.
He sold us the mining rights below the falls.
That's where his mission stands.
No, not anymore. It was burned. He plans to build a new one on the high ground upstream.
I see. I hope you paid him well.
He'll receive $10,000.
Excellent.
Why, you're going?
Yes, Maynard. You've given me all the information I need for the present. Thank you. Goodbye.
More by Steve's manner than his words, the sergeant was convinced he knew something about Rocky Wilson's whereabouts. The sergeant was also convinced that he'd learned nothing more by direct questioning. But the solution to the problem might be found at Mission Creek, and after conferring with the inspector, he set out on a 3-day trek to the creek. On his arrival, Father Francis and the children made him welcome as an old and trusted friend. But after the greetings were over, and he was settled in the missioner's tent, he came to the point of his visit.
Do you know Rocky Wilson, Father?
I know a man named Rocky, Sergeant.
What's he look like?
He's tall. He has dark hair and brown eyes. He's a very pleasant man. And he's a very good man.
You say that defensively, Father.
I hope he's a good man. He was here on the day of the mission burned. He helped us a great deal. And he promised to do much more.
In what way?
He's raising money for us so we can rebuild. 2 weeks ago, I gave him a paper authorizing him to sell the mining rights to the creek below the falls. He promised we'd receive $10,000 for them. It would be more than enough to... But, Sergeant, why are you looking for Rocky?
It has nothing to do with Mission Creek. I'd like to know, did he do any prospecting while he was here?
Well, yes.
That's good. I'd like to do some myself in the same place.
Why, of course, Sergeant. We have all the equipment you need.
When the sergeant had finished washing out his first pan of gravel, he shook his head at the thin film of gold dust on the bottom of the pan.
It isn't very much, is it, Sergeant?
No, Father, it isn't.
Just then, King came racing down the rocky bank to his master's side.
What's the matter, boy?
That's Lady, our setter. There she is up on the ledge. She seems to have a foot caught.
The boys haven't been leaving traps around, have they?
Lady would never step into a trap.
All right, King. We'll get her free, boy.
The sergeant picked up his tools and started climbing the bank with Father Francis. As they neared Lady, they saw her front paw was caught in a crevice. In trying to get it out, she had wedged it more firmly, and now she howled dismally.
Easy, Lady. Easy, girl. Relax now. I'll chip away some of the rock.
Carefully, the sergeant used his pick on the rock, and a piece broke off. Lady's paw was freed, and she raced away with King. But instead of stopping, the sergeant began to swing his pick in earnest.
What are you doing, Sergeant?
Just a moment, Father.
Another, larger piece of rock was broken off in the crevice. The sergeant knelt to examine it.
Father?
Yes?
Is there any royalty clause in that agreement you signed with Rocky Wilson?
Yes, Sergeant. In addition to the $10,000, the mission is to receive 20% of everything taken from the land.
Then the mission will never have to worry about money again. Look, Father, look. A vein of pure gold.
In Dawson, Grady was dissatisfied with the way Sergeant Preston was handling the case. He believed the sergeant should have used force to make Steve Maynard reveal Rocky's hiding place. And during the days of the sergeant's absence, he considered ways and means of applying force to Maynard himself. But he had thought of no plan until one night in the El Dorado, Ben Crosby edged into the bar beside him.
Grady, did you buy any Mission Creek stock?
No.
Well, you're lucky.
Why? What's the matter with it?
It's worthless.
You sure?
Positive. I've just been talking with an old sourdough who's prospected Mission Creek from stem to stern. He never got more than 2 bits of pan.
Too bad you didn't investigate before you bought. There's nothing you can do about it now.
Well, we're going to do something about it. I'm rounding up 10 men who bought stock. We're meeting outside the cafe at 8 o'clock, and we're heading for Steve Maynard's cabin. And he'll give us our money back or else.
Well, Ben, you can count me in.
Why should you be interested?
Well, I am, that's all. And I may be able to help you get your money back.
Well, you come along then. Be outside at 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock, Grady joined the group of angry men outside the cafe. They started for Steve's cabin on the edge of the forest. When they reached it, Ben Crosby pounded on the door.
Open up, Maynard.
Hurry up.
What's the idea of trying to break down the door?
You'll find out. Come on in, boys.
Right, sir. Come on.
Well, this is quite a gathering. To what am I indebted for the pleasure?
We want our money back, Steve.
Yeah, right.
What money?
The money we paid you for this phony stock.
What's phony about it?
Mission Creek is nothing but a moose pasture. And a rocky one at that. Now give us our money.
I haven't got your money.
What have you done with it?
I'll tell you what he's done with it. You all know Rocky Wilson is in on this deal. He's given the money to Rocky. Now make him tell you where Rocky is and you'll get your money back.
Out with it, Steve. Where's Rocky?
I don't know.
Now make him talk.
Oh, let go of my arm.
Now where is he?
The money's being delivered to the man who owns the mining rights on Mission Creek. Rocky has not...
Where is he?
Take your hands off him or I'll fill you full of lead.
Rocky!
Oh, it's Rocky Wilson.
Better do as he says. Grady has two guns.
Rocky, I thought you'd already started for the creek.
I was waiting until it got darker. I'm glad I did. Now you're leaving with me.
Oh, you'll not get far.
But before we go, there's something I want to tell you men. I have the $10,000 you invested in the Mission Creek Development Company.
He wants to make a bargain with you. He's wanted for murder. He'll offer to give you back your money if you let him go. Now, don't do it.
I'm not making any bargain. I'm going, and the money's going with me. It'll be delivered to the man who sold us the mining rights to Mission Creek. The company's made a contract with him, and the contract will be fulfilled. Also, there is gold on the property. Come on, Steve.
No, Rocky.
You don't want to leave with me?
It isn't that. There are two men standing in the door behind you.
What?
Don't move, Rocky. I have you covered.
It's Sergeant Preston. There's a priest with him.
Drop your guns, Rocky. Good.
Now, what's been going on here?
This man swindled us, Sergeant. He sold us phony stock. He has the money on him and refuses to give it back.
You lie. This is no swindle, and there's no way you can make me give the money back. The Mission Creek Development Company has agreed to pay Father Francis $10,000 for the mining rights to Mission Creek. Yes, Father Francis is the man to whom the money belongs. And here it is, Father.
You've kept your bargain, Rocky.
$10,000 for the rights to a moose pasture?
But of course, if these men want their money back, they must have it.
Let's see if they want it back. Now, just a minute. I'd like to tell you what the money will be used for. Men, Father Francis takes care of 50 orphan boys and girls up at Mission Creek. They're fine youngsters. And with the benefit of the Father's teaching, they'll grow into fine men and women. But right now, they're living in tents. All the mission buildings burned to the ground 3 weeks ago.
What's that to do with our money?
Your money will be used to build new ones to provide shelter for these children during the coming winter. You still want your money back? What's your answer?
You mean without our money, the kids will be living in tents this winter?
Exactly.
Now, we wouldn't want that to happen. At least I don't want a thing like that on my conscience. Take my money, Father.
You've made a wise decision. What's more, you've made a wise investment.
You mean in the future of the boys and the girls?
There's that to consider, but I'm talking about your future. Through my dog, King, and a setter called Lady, the Father and I stumbled on a vein of pure gold at Mission Creek. It'll take heavy machinery to mine it, but your stock will pay handsome dividends. Your bread upon the waters will be returned a hundredfold.
Well, Sergeant, all's well that ends well. The children will have their new mission, and you have your prisoner. Here's Rocky. All you have to do is arrest him.
Yes. But first, Rocky, I must tell you that whatever you've done in the States, I like what you've done up here.
We shall always remember you in our prayers, my son.
Thank you, Father.
Now the handcuffs.
Sergeant Preston.
Oh, yes, Constable.
The inspector sent me after you. His letter just arrived.
Thank you. Thank you, Constable. Thank you very much.
Is this the man?
Yes. John Harrison Grady, you're under arrest.
What? Hey, take these things off me. It's Rocky who's wanted for murder.
Not according to our latest information, Grady.
The letter, Sergeant. What did it say?
Your partner, Harry Branch, is dead, Rocky.
What?
Killed in an accident. Before he died, he made a full confession.
Confession? To what?
To his part in the murder of Mac Daniels.
No.
Your partner, Harry Branch, Daniels, and Spike Grady are in a conspiracy to defraud your company. When you caught Daniels and fired him, he threatened to denounce your partner and Grady. It was Grady who fired the shot that killed Daniels.
No, I didn't.
And afterwards, he and Harry cooked up a case against me.
Oh, I swear I didn't do it.
I'd rather take the word of the San Francisco Chief of Police, Grady.
I'm free.
Yes, Rocky. Free to carry on with the Mission Creek Development Company.
My prayers have been answered.
Mine too, Father. And since our prisoner's been taken into custody, this case is closed.
Sergeant Preston will return in just a moment with a word about our next exciting adventure. Say, the family doesn't need a second invitation to breakfast when there's delicious Quaker popped wheat or Quaker popped rice on the menu.
Top a bowl full with milk or cream and sliced bananas or other fruit, and you have the best tasting treat you ever did eat.
There's nothing like the toasty nut-like flavor of those good natural grains of wheat and rice.
It's the sun-ripened natural flavor that old Mother Nature puts into them.
You know, they are never coated with factory sweetening.
And that's the beauty of Quaker popped rice and Quaker popped wheat.
The whole family can sweeten them with sugar just exactly the way they like.
So every morning, make that first call to breakfast, bring the family on the double quick. Sing out that big bowls of delicious, taste-tempting Quaker popped wheat and Quaker popped rice are on the breakfast table.
Remember, the one shot from guns come only in the big red and blue packages with a sealed inner lining, so they're crisp as can be. And now, here is Sergeant Preston.
Reporting for duty, Inspector.
Sergeant, when Spike Wilson was sent to prison, he made three vows.
I remember, sir. He swore to escape and to kill the girl who double-crossed him.
Also to kill you for arresting him. Well, he has escaped, and he's on his way to kill the girl.
If I work fast, Inspector, I may be able to intercept him.
In so doing, you'll place yourself where he can keep his third vow. Yet there is no alternative.
Sergeant Preston is prepared to meet a notorious killer in a final showdown. But he doesn't know that his enemy is accompanied by three other men, all of them deadly. Be sure to hear this next exciting adventure. These radio dramas, a feature of Sergeant Preston of the Yukon Incorporated, are created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Fred Flowerday, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of Sergeant Preston is played by Paul Sutton. Sergeant Preston of the Yukon is brought to you every Tuesday and Thursday at the same time by Quaker Popped Wheat and Quaker Popped Rice, the breakfast cereal shot from guns. Haven't you often wished you had the recipes for the wonderful dishes served in famous restaurants? Well, now you can get a set of 16 of these exclusive recipes free of added cost. One recipe in every package of Aunt Jemima pancake or buckwheat mix. Yes, you can astonish your guests with the same wonderful crepe Suzettes or crab meat bonza or pineapple whipped cream pie served in America's exclusive restaurants. These are all tested recipes, easy to follow. And on the back of every recipe is a beautiful picture of the restaurant it made famous. So get Aunt Jemima pancake or buckwheat mix today and start your set of 16 famous recipes. If you want the complete recipe set in a hurry, follow the directions printed on every package of Aunt Jemima pancake mix or buckwheat mix. Remember, only Aunt Jemima pancake mix and buckwheat mix brings you these famous recipes and free of added cost. This is J. Michael wishing you goodbye, good luck, and good health from Quaker Popped Wheat and Quaker Popped Rice. So long. Listen tomorrow at the same time to the Green Hornet, brought to you by the drink that makes you feel fresh again, delicious Orange Crush. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.